Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome everyone to today's episode of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show or podcast, depending on when and where you are listening at this particular moment. We have a fun show as normal, got lots of cool stuff to share with you, and I'm on one of my favorite topics, and that is the brain personality connection. Anyone who knows me knows that that is my area of expertise, and that is what I absolutely love to talk about. We're going to do a lot of practical application today in terms of understanding the way the right brain functions and being organized. With the topic, I am so scattered, tips for helping the right brain person get things done. Before we dive into that topic, I want to, for anyone who's listening now live at 1 in the afternoon, knows I'm normally on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., so I'm a few hours behind. We're still having some difficulties with the recording studio, so sometimes I am just not able to get going first thing in the morning like I am supposed to. So for anyone who normally listens live, I apologize if you're catching this as a replay later on. And for anyone who's new that listens on the Blog Talk radio station in the afternoon on Wednesdays, this is a new time slot for me to be running live, but I am live now. It is a little after 1:05 on Wednesday in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about a topic that has some great practical application to it, because we're going to be giving you some right brain tips, some tips that are going to fit the right brainer for getting things done and implementing some organization in their life in a way that is fun and fits their natural brain gifts. Before we dive into that, I want to always, as always, remind everyone to hang on till the end of the show. That's when the real juicy stuff is. And that's also when I could give all that information on how to get connected with me, how to follow me on all those social media outlets. So I give all that information at the end, as well as it is on the show page at brainladyspeaks.com or brainladyspeaksradioshow.com. You can find me at either one. All right, with that in mind, let's talk about this topic, the right brain person getting things done. Now, when we talk about sheer neuroscience and the brain personality connection, as you know, it is very complex. I've explained this before on the show. It's a very complex combination of 5 main factors, introversion, extroversion, ambiversion being one of them, gender being a second one, your nurture, who raised you, how you were raised, culture, society, like, being a third one, your communication style, whether you're auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, how does your brain receive incoming data the best, the most efficiently, and the most effectively? That's the fourth one. And then the fifth one is what we're going to really be focusing on some today, and that is your brain quadrant dominance. So out of the 4 main quadrants in the brain, 2 on the left and 2 on the right, which of those quadrants do you use with the greatest amount of ease? And how does that affect your organizational skills, should I say? Remember, this is based on those PET scans. This is based on research that Dr. Richard Heyer did and showed that each individual is believed to have the innate ability to spend less energy, literally less glucose burned, less uptake of micronutrition and oxygen in their preferred or dominant quadrant, one of those 4 quadrants. And that makes up a very solid piece of the brain personality connection. when you are looking at this, there are certain natural gifts that take place in areas for each of those, what I call BQD, brain quadrant dominance, BQDs for your individual person. So in the brain as a whole, when we're talking about sheer organizational skills, the ability to alphabetize things, the ability to organize things in a linear fashion or in a what most individuals would consider a logical order, right? 1 to 10, A to Z type of a thing. It is a skill that uses primarily the back left portion of the brain. This is a portion of the brain that I call the master coordinator, because this is where all of that coordination takes place in the brain. Actually, the fine motor skills even take place on the left side of the brain. So we have that is a portion of the brain there in the back left portion where all of this detailed filing system is for your brain. And that's why individuals who spend the least amount of energy to process out in that portion of their brain, well, they're just naturally gifted in those organizational type skills. However, that's only a portion of the population, right? It's not the full population. It's not everybody. We're not all gifted in that. And more specifically, right brainers are generally not gifted in that organization as well as the left brainers. The back right portion of the brain can tend to access the back left portion with a greater, with a semi amount of ease, not super, super easy, but their organizational skills are more based on harmony, kind of like the feng shui type thing where everything flows. That's what works for that back right. But it's that front right. It's individuals with the innovative brain that really, really, really have the tendency to appear scattered. And for the innovators, and I know this by experience because I happen to be one, your brain is constantly coming up with and constantly moving in a forward direction. This is thinking outside of the box, the forward thinking, the next best thing part of the brain. That's a skill set. That's a natural skill set. And it serves us wonderfully for the innovators. Very creative, their abstract ideas that come up in this portion of the brain often solve horrible problems with amazing amounts of skill. And that's their gift. But however, oftentimes those ideas, those thoughts are popping in their brain so quickly that they lack the ability to, or they struggle with the ability to follow the details to get things done, because the details are in the diagonally opposite portion of the brain. And it doing those types of things, the brain of the innovator doesn't like to do those typical organizational type of things because it takes a lot of energy and it burns a lot of energy and it burns a lot of oxygen. And our brains automatically push us away from and procrastinate from doing things that take too much energy. And that is the reason why most of your right brain individuals, especially your extroverted innovators, tend to appear to be scattered and even admit it. I will walk around sometimes going, oh my goodness, I am so scattered right now. I need to focus. But that's not always the gift or the strength of the right brain person. So what we want to talk about is, I kind of have given a brief explanation here of why our brains work that way, because that's the way they're wired. And the worst thing in the world you can do is beat yourself up for that, because that's what we tend to do. This is one of the beauties. Let me tell you, people, this is one of the absolute beauties of fully understanding the brain personality connection. And that is that you are able to identify your natural brain gifts and stop beating yourself up for the non-gifts. Stop trying to overstretch the energy and overspend the energy in your brain to achieve things that you're not naturally gifted at. That is bad. That's bad for your brain, and it's bad for your self-esteem, and in the end, it's bad for your physical health. So what we want to do instead is look at this, acknowledge this, look at the facts. What does science tell us? Okay, science tells us we have areas of the brain where we naturally spend less energy Those are our gifts. That's where we want to spend the majority of our time. It tells us that there are areas of our brain that we spend up to 100 times as much energy. Those are the portions of your brain you want to use as little, pardon me, as little as possible. Not that you don't use them at all, because you still got to get your bills paid on time. You still have to have a measure of organization in your life and in your home, right? But you don't want to live there. You don't want to spend too much time there. So how can you, that's what science tells us, right? This is the way our brains are made up. This is the way we're wired. Go with it. Quit trying to swim upstream. Learn to manage and learn to live your life within your natural brain gifts and work in those non-gifted areas in ways that match your brain. Does that make sense? So science tells us where we've got the strengths. Now what we have to do is come up with creative ways or come up with ways that can help our brain to stay within its natural gifted area and not expend too much extra energy to do things that need to get done. For example, staying focused and being organized. So and that's what we're going to focus the rest of the show is you know the neuroscience now. Explain the neuroscience to you. Let's talk about those things that are naturally gifted in the right side of the brain, most dominantly the front right of the brain, and how you can utilize those gifts and incorporate them into your organization, into your staying on track with things, so that you can get more things done, more things accomplished, more things coming to completion in your life, and therefore be more successful. Because in the end, understanding fully the brain-personality connection is going to help you to be more successful in your life, your business, and your relationships. So how do we do this? How does the right brain individual, the big-brained innovator, the creative types, how do they stay on track, get things done, and have a measure of organization? That's the question. Pardon me. So, what's the answer? The answer is first, utilize your gifts, incorporate your gifts into your organizational style. Break outside of, allow your brain to freely roam outside of what is considered normal. I remember back in the day when I was first working for my dad, I was keeping books for him and running. He was a used car dealer. And I would run the books and I would, run all the titles and do all the paperwork type of thing, or do some of it. My mom did most of it, I should say. In the beginning, I just was learning and doing the basics, right? And one of the basics was filing. And back in the day, we're talking 30, 35 years ago, right? Maybe even longer. There was your typical filing cabinet. And you'll still find them all over the place, all over the place. You know, all businesses use them. But the typical way of filing was this hard metal, gray metal, I don't know, was it aluminum, tin, whatever it was, filing cabinet, right? Wasn't attractive, wasn't visually attractive. It was just straight up functional. And that is the way our brains, that is the way we tend to always think of organization. We tend to think of filing. We tend to think of the way it has to look. And we have one of these filing cabinets out in my husband's garage, as a matter of fact, my husband's office that's out attached to the garage, right? And that's what our brains think. So our brains automatically think, okay, filing means, being organized means, putting everything into drawers, cabinets, boxes, whatever that looks like, in an alphabetical, sequential fashion. Something that makes perfect sense, right? Again, A to Z, 1 to 10. If you are a right brain, that's not going to work for you. That's not going to work for you. As a matter of fact, there is this huge facet of out of sight, out of mind for the right brainer. If you can't see it, if it gets filed, chances are you will not only forget the detail of where you filed it, but you'll forget that you even needed to do anything with that item that you filed, period. So it's key, and I'm not saying that I don't have a file cabinet in my office. I do. Pardon me. I do. I've got a much more attractive than metal file cabinet in my office. And it is creatively, the files that are in it are all colored. Right? I have to have color. Right brainers need color in their life. And it's not necessarily filed. It does have alphabetical filing in it for ease of finding. But it's filed in much more creative, thematic ways. And that's the way the right brain likes to think. So the first thing that you have to understand is what the right brain needs. The right brain needs A, the color. B, it needs to be innovative in the way that it does things. C, it has to, look at me, I'm sequentially going through the alphabet. Next, it has to be something that is in your sight, that you can see, that you can access with a greater amount of ease. That's going to be your organizational style. This is going to help you to not be scattered. In other words, if I go into the office and I'm looking for something and I can't find it quickly, my brain will instantly jump to another thing. It will instantly move on to something else because subconsciously my amygdala, it knows, hey, this is going to cause me stress. I've talked about the job of the amygdala before. It's going to cause me stress, so I don't even want to go here, right? I want to go do something else. I'll work on a different project. I'll pick up a different file that is in sight, and I'll go from there. So then I've lost, and I'm scattered, and I've got lots of open projects, but a lot of open projects that need to get done. So what are some of those? So do you understand? Are you starting to get the concept of what's going on in your brain? The brain of the innovator is incredibly visual. Pardon me. The gift, one of the gifts of the right brain, especially the innovative section of the right brain, so the front right portion of the brain, this is where your three-dimensional visual cortex, I mean, this is what takes place in this portion of your cortex, is all that three-dimensional imaging. So innovators are able to kind of look at things and see them visually play out in their head with a great amount of ease. So when you have to begin to utilize that visual skill, that three-dimensional visual skill in keeping yourself organized, in managing all the different projects that you've got to manage, and in the way that you file things. Everything needs to be visually appealing. The right side of the brain, as I've mentioned before on other broadcasts as well, is more closely connected to the emotion center of the brain. So if you can make emotional connections to things, it's going to help you into your organizational style. It's going to help you to remember where things are, remember what track you're on, and kind of stay in focus. You may say, well, how am I going to do this? We're going to get to that on the show. We're going to keep moving in this direction, and I'm going to give some great tips that are going to help you. So now I've painted a little bit what neuroscience tells us about our brain, what functions are really gifted in that, in those innovative and the right side of the brain, how to use those things to use those gifts to your benefit. Well, one is I started to mention it earlier. let me backstep. First and foremost is go with it. Okay, first and foremost is stop trying to be something that you're not. If a certain filing system, if you go on Amazon or you go onto the internet and you look for, you know, tips for being organized, you'll get hundreds of thousands of millions of hits. Because people struggle with this. And the idea is that when you're the innovator type, when you're the creative type, you have to find something that works specifically for you. And that means kind of creating it for yourself. Don't beat yourself up for not being able to follow the status quo. That's one. Okay, just get out of your mind the way things should be and create things the way that work for you. Okay, you follow me there? So first thing is keep everything visual. Get whatever visual aids you can possibly get, things that are visually appealing to help you to organize your thoughts, your papers, your projects, anything that's visual. So here's some ideas. One, file cabinets or file folders. I cannot stand and do not have any good old-fashioned, what are they, manila folders? Is that what they were called? You know, just kind of a weird yellowish color folder. I don't have any of those. I specifically will pay a little bit more to get colored folders. And then I will use those colored folders to help my brain remember what are the things that I need to get done. So go back and listen a few shows ago, and I did a show back in spring on the colors in the brain and what colors, how your brain processes different colors. Utilize those techniques, utilize what the different colors mean in your filing system. So for example, red generally indicates passion and action, right? It's a very strong, very powerful color, but it also gives your brain the feeling that, oh, this needs to be paid attention to. So anything for me, you know, anything that needs to be done like ASAP right now needs my attention. It might go into a red folder. Anything that is very work related, specific to your best mind, because your best mind's brand color is purple, it's going to go in a purple folder. Anything that is connected to perhaps, because I also pay my personal bills off of my office desk in my home office. So anything that's personal is going to be in a different colored folder. Any brain research, they're normally in blue colored folders or in brightly designed folders. I will look for folders that have abstract art on them. And those are the ones that oftentimes I'll put brain research items into. And anything that's active, anything that's an active project, of course, is going to be out on my desk. It's going to be in a basket on my desk in those folders. So instead of having papers just randomly thrown around my desk, which does happen occasionally, I will organize those papers by putting them in applicable folders. Not folders that I'm going to label with a number or with a name. You see, that's the left brain is where language is housed, and the left brain is where words are housed. So for the left brainers, having the word brain research on a folder, that's good for them. Pardon me, that works for them. That's what their brain likes to see. Right brainers, we don't so much like the words. We want something more visually appealing. So I'm going to know by looking at that folder, instead of looking at 10 folders that are all the same color and having to sort through the names of each of those folders to find what I want, I am going to put my project or the items that are related to work in a purple folder. It's specifically to Your Best Mind in a purple folder. I know looking at that folder, that's my Your Best Mind folder. My travel folder, because I do a lot of travel, my travel folder will oftentimes go in a folder that has travel, has locations on it. Does that make sense? So by matching the theme of what it is that you are doing to a color, you know, red needing to be done right away, needs to be done within the next 48 hours. Anything in that fold, anything that needs to be done in the next 48 hours goes in that red folder. It's visual. And every time you see it, your brain is going, the right brain is going to peek up and it's going to go, I know exactly what I need to do. Are you following me with this? So one of the biggest tips is to get your visual items, use visual items, use color to help you identify what it is in a quick way and organize it in a quick way. So you don't have stacks of papers on your desk. You can still have neatly stacked folders, but each of those folders, instead of having a boring, label on it, you have a color to that folder, and that folder is going to automatically trigger into your brain, or that color is going to automatically trigger into your brain what is contained in that folder. That makes sense? Are you following me here a little bit? Because this is one of the ways that is going to help your right brain just love love being organized, love staying on track. Okay, we're going to talk more after break, give you a couple more tips of things you can use in your virtual space and we're going to talk about how you can keep yourself on time.
With a thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brick at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality. Not in a metaphysical way, but with science, neuroscience. This is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a very large undertaking. That is why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner, founder, and CEO, and I have put together the gist of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you are up for the challenge and if you would like to help me change the world for better one brain at a time, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. That's info@yourbestmindonline.com. Type in the subject box the word certification, and we will set up a time to talk, and you can help me improve lives one brain at a time.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back from the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Julie Anderson here. We are talking about how the right-brained person can get things done and be organized. So we've talked about the filing system, making files, using files that are very full of color, that maybe have different prints, different things on it that will connect your brain to what is in that folder. That way you're not having lots of papers all over the place or lots of papers all over the house, right? You're able to keep them in a semi-organized fashion in a way that your right brain is going to remember the things that need to get done. Now, in terms of helping you with just getting your day-to-day activities taking place, getting those projects finished, you have to remember that sometimes you have to take them in bite-sized pieces. The innovator brain lead is almost, for those people who are highly creative, they're almost ADD, seeming, I should say. Technically, when you're talking about ADD or ADHD, you are talking about a neurotransmitter imbalance, a hormonal imbalance in the brain that causes this to a severe level. However, if you are an extroverted creative type or even an introverted creative type, you are oftentimes, as I said on the onset of the show, your brain's just constantly moving in so many different directions with so many different ideas. Keeping those ideas pulled together and not having that scattered feeling that you're not getting anything accomplished, that's where the challenge presents itself, because that means tracking the details. The details are on the left side of the brain. So how do you do that? Well, the one thing is don't allow yourself to get bored into doing something by doing it for too long. I've talked before about using the sandwiching effect, putting difficult, heavy, labor-intensive tasks on your brain, putting those in between the fun things to do. And whenever anybody comes to my events, I always give them little goodie bags. And in those goodie bags is a timer. And the reason for that timer is because I don't want anyone to be sitting and focusing on one thing, especially when it comes to office type works or projects, too long of a time, because it literally wears your brain out too long, especially if you are that right brain person. So by setting the timer, there's an interesting philosophy, and I had just heard about this. I've been teaching this for years and years, and someone told me about this at one of my networking events that I held, and it was called the 48 minutes, the power of 48, I think, something along that line. And the concept there was 48 minutes, be really productive, 48 minutes out of every 20, out of every hour. 40 minutes out of 20, that doesn't work. 48 minutes out of every hour, giving your brain, in this case, they're saying 48 work for 48 minutes, rest for 12 minutes. I like to say the 20-minute, 10-minute rule. In other words, don't focus on one thing for too terribly long. Make it a 30-minute type of a thing. Make it where you're focusing on something for 30 minutes. You take that break, you set that timer. When that bell rings, you get up, you move around, you hydrate. We've discussed on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show the importance of hydration for your brain and focusing. You hydrate, you put on your favorite song, you dance a little, you get the circulation going, you go outside, you take a breath of fresh air if you're in an area that has fresh air, and you really disconnect your brain from where you are focusing on for a period of time, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, depending on how extremely exhausted your brain is, how taxed it is by doing that particular project that you're working on. That's going to help you to actually get it done, because you're doing it in bite-sized chunks that your brain can handle. We oftentimes, the another gift of the right brain that kind of often will play against us is that we see the big picture. We see the big picture beautifully. But sometimes when you step back and you try to start breaking that big picture down into details, the details become overwhelming. Well, if you're breaking those details down into little bite-sized chunks, now you can get the puzzle put together, because you're not saying, okay, I have to do this within a short period of time, or you're trying to do huge amounts all at once. You're taking it in these small bite-sized segments. So no matter what, if you are that right brainer, one of the things that helps you to remain focused is to not try to remain focused for too long, because it's just going to take too much energy. You're going to be fighting against your natural brain gifts. It's going to be like swimming upstream. So it's okay to jump from thing to thing to thing to thing, so long as you're doing it in a repetitive circle that gets you back to doing the original thing over and over again several times during the day. And I know that probably did not make any sense whatsoever. So let me restate this. You can have five projects that you're working on all at once, but don't stick to one project until it's completely done, because your brain doesn't want to do that. You will always be scattered. But work in an organized, scattered way. So I've got five projects to work on. I'm going to set my timer for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, 48 minutes, whatever it is. When that timer goes off, I'm going to get up, I'm going to hydrate, I'm going to move, I'm going to breathe, and then I'm going to go on to project B. And I'm going to do that for 45 minutes, for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is that's working for you. And remember, this is very individualized. It's got to be what works for you. And then I'm going to move on to the third project. And then I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to repeat it. And then I'm going to go back to that first project. And I'm going to go back to working on that first project for 30 to 40 minutes. This is a great way to do it. I consult with a lot of people who are trying to write books. I've written several books. And the innovative brain has a hard time staying focused long enough to get things completed. And so they'll, oh yeah, I started a book 5 years ago. And it's a book that probably would have 150 pages in it. It shouldn't take them more than a month to write or 2 months to write. But because they have this innovative brain and they have that apparent scatter, they're allowing themselves to, you know, they get that scatteredness to them. They don't get it done. But if they're coming back and wrapping it around a couple of times a day to whatever project needs to be completed, but they're never spending an extended amount of time in one sitting on that project, you're going to be more organized and you're going to get more done. But that's the key, is to honoring what your brain is trying to do and try and getting your brain distracted before it distracts itself by setting the timer and by moving on. So you, by doing this type of thing, you're controlling the beauty of your brain, and you're keeping your brain in a forward-moving, innovative fashion, but you're accomplishing and completing things at the same time. Does that make sense? One of the tips that I've given about getting things done in the past has also been to write your things down the night before. Don't wait till the morning of. When you wait till the morning of, oftentimes so many things hit you and so many new ideas are popping into your head that you just don't have time to, or the discipline, if you will, at that moment, to sit down and do it and become organized and write down the things in an organized fashion. But if you sit down calmly with your little cup of tea or your whatever your evening beverage, glass of wine, whatever it is, sit down the night before, make your list. And it can be a comprehensive list. It can be a list of absolutely everything that needs to get done. But now you're going to color code it with the things that need to be done first, the items that are most important, right? You may put the little red circle around the ones that have to be done immediately. Now your brain is all ready to go first thing in the morning when you get up the next day. Does this make sense? And you know, these are the things I need to get done. And these red things are the things I really need to pay attention to. And I'm going to set my timer and I'm going to focus on each one of those for this limited amount of time. And then I'm going to jump so that my brain, believe it or not, your brain will work so much better this way, because your brain accomplishes a lot of problem solving when it's at rest. When you break away from the topic. And you let all the little things kind of sink down into your subconscious and the lower regions of your brain, and the lower regions of your brain start to figure out the problem while you're working on something else. So now when you come back to that first project you were working on, your brain is looking at it with fresh eyes. It's looking at it from a fresh angle, and you get more accomplished. And your brain starts to fall off after that, like, 30-minute mark. That's why a lot of times I tell people 30 minutes. It starts to really start to drop off. Now, sometimes people are going to say, well, 30 minutes isn't enough to get much done. That's fine. If you need to, you know, extend that time to an hour, I get it. But don't push it. I would rather have you do, you know, 4 30-minute segments that equal 2 hours worth of work than to try to sit down and do 2 hours all at the same time. Your brain's going to get tired. It's going to get fatigued. It's going to get thirsty. It's going to get hungry. And you're going to lose the focus. So you really have to break things up in your life. you know, I will oftentimes even break up on the days that I'm at home working in the office. I will have certain things that I will do during those breaks that take me out of the house. I will go work a horse for, you know, in the round pen for 30 minutes. I will go water my plants if it's, you know, if it's the weather, that's what I need to do. I will go for a walk. I will go on my elliptical for 15 minutes. Anything that's going to really break that up, believe it or not, your productivity, what you actually get accomplished, even though it feels like you're all over the place, it's an organized scatteredness, if that makes sense. Because you're kind of doing this cycle and you're keeping your brain fresh and you're keeping your energy level high, and that's what's going to help you get more things accomplished. Okay? The next thing that I want to emphasize is that you can utilize things in your space. So your right brainers, again, your visual thinkers, well, be visual, have your space be visually working for you instead of against you. I've said this many times on the show, I love the post-it notes. And I love the fact that you can get post-it notes in all different sizes and all different colors. And you can stick those post-it notes anywhere you want. They're great reminder cards. They're great things to keep in your mind, what you need to get accomplished and when you need to get accomplished, that type of thing. When I'm writing my books, I will line out, I will go through and I will pick all of the topics that I'm going to cover in that book, and I will put them on the little 2x2 post-it notes, and I will put them on the wall, and I will map them out. They won't be in any particular order, but what helps me organize all of those thoughts into some kind of an order in a book, in chapters that is going to make sense, is by moving all of those little post-it notes around until I can stand back and look at the flow of the different chapters, each post-it note being a chapter, look at the flow and move around things however I need to move them around. Pictures make, this works great on your whiteboards or your pictures, using the glass cover on a picture. I have a picture on my wall. It's a picture of the world and an old map of the world, and you don't ever really see the map of the world because it always has my post-it notes on it. But that's a great way to be visually organized. And you can do this with any project that you need to do it with. Any project that you need to do it with. You can do it with maybe you're creating something in your business. Maybe you're planning an event and you're trying to keep on track with the planning of the event. Use this method. Put every detail that needs to be done for that event on a stick-em note. Put it on your whiteboard or post-it note. Put it on your whiteboard or your picture frame or whatever it is. Not the frame, but on the picture glass. And then that way you can move them around. And you can switch out the colors. You can do this when you're building with your team. If you're a leader and you're trying to build different tracks for your team and how to organize your teams. Each team member is a different color post-it note, and on each of the post-it notes that are applicable to their color is their particular responsibilities within certain projects. And you can organize that in a way on your, you know, on either your whiteboards or on your post, using those post-it notes and the colors. So lots of ways that you can put, what I'm really trying to emphasize is that it will help you to be organized if you use your visual space. Putting things, your notes, your reminders, your projects, utilizing your visual space. I've talked before on the show about mind mapping. Mind mapping is a great way to keep the right brain person organized, because making a list doesn't always work, but mapping it out and color coding that mind map is a great way also to pull the brain in and to help it jump to or get accomplished each of those things that are on the map, as opposed to it being in a stack of papers where it's, you know, you miss a line, you know, that this wasn't a line that jumped off the page at me, so I missed that I needed to get that done. Well, when you're doing it in a mind map, it's being done in a visual way that your brain likes and the right brains can relate to well. And follow me, tracking me with this. Does all this make sense? The right brain is highly stimulated and highly engaged when it sees things in visual places or in visual ways. So the more that you can utilize visual things to help you to pay attention to different things in your life that need to be paid attention to, the more you will not appear to be scattered. All right. Utilizing containers, boxes, baskets, things that, again, that you can put in your visual space to organize or to categorize things that need to be addressed is a great way of doing it as well. All right. We are wrapping up to close to the end of the program here today on the Brain Lady Speaks show. Let's kind of recap some of those things that I talked about. One is using color filing systems. Using your file folders that are either color-coded and mean certain things or have designs on them and those designs mean certain things. Using those red folders for the things that need to be done right now. Keeping them in file baskets along in the, you know, anything that's active on your surfaces in your office, that helps you. Utilizing the to help you not be so scattered every day by making that list the night before, color coding that list the night before so your brain knows where it needs to go and what it needs to do. Setting that timer, taking breaks often, giving your brain a break as often as you can. That is a great way to do that, every 30 minutes, every 40 minutes, whatever that is, hydrating, getting more fresh air. Maybe a little bit of something, something, some handful of nuts to keep you going. Then I talked about using the post-it notes, different colored post-it notes, how you can utilize that. I teach a whole class on how to do that. If you're interested in that, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com and put organization class on in the subject line. And we'll go and I can get you more information on that. And then, of course, mind mapping, one of my all-time favorites. I love to do the mind mapping. Great ways to plan out and to keep yourself from being scattered and get things done the way that you want to get things done. All right. Hopefully this has been very helpful for you. Hopefully it has been something that has you gained one or two or more tips from the show, helping those right-brained people get things done. Get things done in a fun way. I didn't touch much on organizers. I do use a day timer. I don't refer to it as often as I should. I prefer the wall calendars. That is also another little tidbit that helps. That way, again, it's in your visual field. It's not something that's closed up and put on a desk. So that might be something that you're wondering about. Well, she didn't say anything about an organizer. I do keep things in an organizer, a day timer, spiral calendar, if that's what you want to call them. I do incorporate colors in all of that when I use it. But really the best thing is to have a large wall calendar that helps it because, again, it stays within your visual field. All right. Okay. So that's the topic. We covered that topic. Time just flies so fast when we're having fun talking brain personality connection stuff and how to walk, step into your power, own your natural gifts, and not beat yourself up for the things that are what others would feel should be involved in everybody's life, because typical things that work for the left brains do not work for the right brains. When you understand that that's the wiring in the brain, you will own it more often and you will enjoy your life much, much more. All right, if you want any more information on the topic that we talked about today, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com or go on by the site. Go to yourbestmindonline.com and take a look at the different products and services that we offer through the company or as myself, as Brain Lady Julie. If you are interested in or you have any great ideas for the show, a good book you've read, a good white paper you've read, someone you've heard that you would think would be a great interview for me on the show, shoot me an email, info@brainladyspeaker.com, and I will do my best to get them on the program or to make connection with them and get them interviewed. That would be absolutely wonderful. I would love that. So port me that way. That would be great. If you want more information on the certification program that was spoken about during the break, send me an email at yourbestmindonline.com, info@yourbestmindonline.com. Follow me on all the social media outlets. I am Brain Lady Julie on Instagram, Brain Lady Julie on LinkedIn. I am at Brain Lady on Twitter. You can find me Brain Lady Julie or Purple Brain Lady on Facebook is my fan page, and Your Best Mind Online is the business page. So connect with me. Stay connected. You'll get all different kinds of it. Each site winds up getting a little something different all the time. So connect with me on the social media outlets. And if you like the program, if you think there's some great information on the program, do me a favor, give me some social media love. Share it out to your outlet. Share it with your friends. Click follow, and you'll get notifications whenever I record a new program every week on Wednesday. All the links for anything that I've talked about are there on my Facebook page at BrainLadySpeaks.com, the radio page. I shouldn't say Facebook page. It is the radio page, BrainLadySpeaks.com. And you can just click on those hot links right over to follow and friend or whatever it is on whatever outlet it is. All right. Until next week, I want everyone, as I always say, enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.